Counselors at College Bound Dorchester are working to eliminate gang violence in Boston. It's an ambitious goal, and they are doing it by getting gang members to quit the streets and go to college. But the counselor's job can be so stressful that counselors themselves get counseling. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
In a garret in the old schoolhouse that serves as headquarters for College Bound Dorchester, three men who all grew up with gang ties have agreed to talk about their work today as counselors.
Mike Check, Will Dunn on the 1 and 2, Roxbury Raw.
Hello, hello, Ivy Johnson, 1-2.
Warren Williams.
They talk about the trauma working with former gang members inflicts, difficulty sleeping, not taking care of themselves, constant worry about the gang members and former gang members they counsel, having triggering moments when they find themselves in court trying to help others, but reliving their own days in front of a judge. One reality the counselors face, says Ivy Johnson, is that the former gang members they counsel want to leave their old life, but it will not necessarily let them go.
Just because you choose to put the weapon down does not mean all your problems disappear. All those people that you've hurt or the carnage that you've created in the streets, that's not over. That is still there. I mean, I can even go out and try to mediate some of that stuff for you, but it does not mean that you are safe.
This is not a 9-to-5 job. It stays with you, Johnson says.
It's hard for me to go to sleep at night knowing that one of my students is homeless now and they're on the street.
Or worse.
I had a young man who had gotten shot first year of college, did not want to take the public transportation to get there, and he was afraid to get to school.
The job brings pain as well as joy, Warren Williams says.
The joy of your students coming around, taking key to your words and changing their life. And then there's the pain of, you know, some students, they don't get it as quickly. They're still out in the streets dibbling, dabbling, and, you know, unforeseen things happen to them.
Unforeseen things like getting shot or arrested. Ivy Johnson says such tragedy creates a serious sense of loss for the college-bound Dorchester advisors.
And some of the disappointment, because we had a lot of people who we invested a lot of time and effort in that still might have committed a crime where they're going to be incarcerated forever. Yeah. Or a few students who have passed because, again, they were testament to how they lived, and this is what the end of the road looks like.
These losses are hard on the counselors, but the counselors are resistant to getting help, says Will Dunn.
Black men and going to therapy is taboo, just don't mix.
So when College Bound Dorchester had to find the right counseling services for its street workers, it turned to Trinity Church, experienced in providing such services to youth of color in the judicial system and in schools. Trinity hired Blanca Valentin to counsel the counselors.
Part of my message to them was about the importance of creating healthy boundaries and understanding what that means for them. Burnout in this type of work is very high. It is difficult work. It is emotional work.
Valentin meets teams of advisors weekly and also has regular one-on-one sessions. She also bumps into them on a daily basis. And she gives consultations to about 20 members of College Bound Dorchester's staff.
She really gets us to kind of focus on ourselves.
This is Warren Williams.
Because you can't help no one else if you can't help yourself. So she gets us to really focus on self-care and taking care of yourself, eating right, sleeping, and just so you can do your job a little bit better, stuff like that.
It's an important job, but Rebecca Jackson with the Trinity Boston Foundation says the counselors can forget that.
The college readiness advisors are people who systemically are kind of at the bottom of the barrel. And so there's a level to which they need that deep connection and to know that Blanca in this particular situation really cares about them, really sees them, really sort of, what I like to say, kind of sees their beauty.
And that keeps them on track, trying to prevent gang violence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.